now we're back on Unusual Sources here on CFMU 93.3 FM. And we should have on the line with us right now United Steelworkers National Director Ken Newman. Let's see if he's there. Ken, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks, Brandon.
Excellent. I can hear you coming in fairly clearly. Good. Well, again, we're very pleased to have you on the program. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. And I know this is a very busy time for the United Steelworkers. There's definitely a lot going on. Listening to CNN every other day or all the time, we hear about the Buy American Clause. At least that's what we were hearing up until recently, and the newspaper speculation here in Canada on the nature of that clause. Given all that's been said, what Obama might do, what is the essence of a Buy American policy? Is it about the direction of government spending? Is it about restricting imports or something else?
Well, thanks for having me, Brennan. It's always a pleasure. Well, first of all, you know, several weeks ago, there was a big hype in regards to the lead story in Canada is how the $11 billion worth of exports of steel to the United States is going to be exempt because of the Buy America provision, which is the furthest thing from the truth. I've come out vocally and said that, look, I think that Buy America makes a lot of sense. I think the issue that's most important to Canadians right now is to finding measures that's going to get both the Canadian and the American economy back on track. And the other thing I've been saying, Brennan, is that I wish that our government had the same courage when they brought their stimulus package in, even though it was much smaller, to basically have the same kind of procurement vision, but they didn't. The Buy America, it really deals with the fact is that it's not unlawful. It's something that they've had in their legislation going back into the 1930s, and then amendment was made in 1982. So this has been existed that they must fall within the law in regards to the WTO and NAFTA. So it's not been a concern of mine that the Buy America is going to have an impact, especially on our steel industry, because we have such a tremendous integration of steel. The fact is we no longer have a Canadian steel-owned company, as you know. It's now all foreign-owned. So many of the companies have facilities on both sides of the border, and because of the integration right now, we see that Canada steel would be exempt simply because of the fact of the Buy America is for the stimulus package. It is exempt under the provisions of the WTO. It's not in violation, and that I'm sure that the government is going to live up to its responsibilities internationally. So I think it's good because it's going to kickstart the economy. And once people get back to work and get money into their pockets, that gives them the ability to buy goods and services and buy vehicles, which also could then increase the opportunity for the ailing auto industry and could help us in that sector. The other thing about the hype about the Buy America, our union's been involved with the U.S. because of the integration. It's the steelworkers that helped build the strong North American steel industry, and we've gone through some very significant change if you look at from the 1980s to the present time. And it's our union through the leadership of Leo Girard that has basically done that. So we're very proud in regards to the strength that we have in the steel industry, and we don't see this as being shutting out the Canadian steel going to the U.S. And this is only steel that's used for the stimulus in regards to taxpayers' dollars that are being utilized to build on the infrastructure and roads and bridges. So that's what the important part is. We've been through this before. In 2003, there was a lot of offshore steel that was coming in from Asia and China and other parts of the world, which was hurting the industry. The U.S. government moved to put tariffs on, and they put tariffs on to dump steel. And we lobbied in the U.S., and Canada was exempt from that because Canada is not the target. The target for offshore steel is China and Asia and some of the people that are trying to dump it. So to me, it makes nothing but sense that the Buy America, as I said at the beginning, I just wish that our government had that same courage because you're utilizing the hard-earned tax dollars for the infrastructure spending on the stimulus packages that are out before them right now.
So Obama has been passing that stimulus package and that budget package. Do you know what's the final verdict on Buy American in terms of Buy Canada in that package? Is there something that says they can't buy Canadian, or is it going to be let through then?
Well, it is the Buy America has stayed in the provisions, and as I said earlier, is that even our president testified. I myself was down in Washington on Capitol Hill a couple of weeks ago, where the union has done some lobbying to make sure that Canada is exempt, and the Buy America stays in, and they will live up to their international laws, which within the WTO and NAFTA, we see Canada as being exempt. So we don't see it as a difficulty that we will continue the integration of the industry as it has been in the past. And like I said a moment ago, it's not Canada that's the target. It's clearly the offshore dumping of steel.
We're very much integrated with the United States, even more so than 5 or 6 years ago. If you look at Stelco, of course, Stelco has become U.S. Steel Canada.
Sure.
It's hard to imagine them blocking U.S. steel from coming across the border in trade and transactions. So the level of integration has increased, and so it's even easier today to see Buy Canadian as part of Buy American.
Sure.
Do you think the Buy American clause then could stimulate Canadian manufacturing?
Oh, sure. I think because of the extent of the stimulus package is obviously going to look at, because our economy is somewhat tied as we know, is that if you look at the largest percentage of trade is done with the United States. So if you get the U.S. economy up and going, like for example in the housing market, that sort of stuff, it also helps us on this side of the border. And the fact is that's what's important, that we have to, most important right now is to find measures to get both the Canadian and the U.S. economy back on track. So I think the Buy America is going to, like I say, is if you get people back to work, it's going to increase people having the ability to buy vehicles and all those other sorts of things, and it could help our ailing industry. And that's why I've said that, and we made a press statement last week in Parliament to the two largest industrial unions, the CAW and the steelworkers, to ask Harper to, again, that's the kind of thing that they should bring in, is procurement. And we're just talking about the federal funds that are used, the taxpayers' dollars for the infrastructure, the retrofit, is to buy Canadian. And unfortunately, this government, for whatever reason, is that they continue to be blinded by their failing free trade and deregulation ideology. And let me just give you an example. Is that where was the government of Canada? If you recall the softwood lumber agreement, the fight that we had with the U.S. where they were holding back tariffs in regards to the lumber, they accumulated something in excess of $6 billion, which Canada claimed there was a violation of the WTO and free trade. We've taken that to the appropriate tribunals. That was under the Bush administration. We had won every single fight before those tribunals, and then the eve of the final victory where the WTO would have ruled in our favor, what does Harper do? He capitulates and cuts a deal and leaves $1 billion on the table. To the detriment of the Canadian workforce is that, you know, we've now got some 54 sawmills that have shut down. So they continue to hang on to this ideology in regards to the failing free trade and also the deregulation ideology. So I hope the government does the right thing, follows suit of what the U.S. has done about Buy America. It's only going to help our manufacturing in Canada by, again, very specific to utilize the money that's being funded on taxpayers' dollars, not, build a wall. This is not about building a wall around either country of shutting everybody else out. People misread that. This is about the stimulus where you're using the hard-earned tax dollars of both countries. So that's why I think it's important, and hopefully the government moves in that direction.
Well, it would be nice to see some more respect for manufacturing from our government. Is Buy Canadian legally possible? Is it just the government's ideology in the way?
It's just the government's ideology. The laws provide it. They've got that protection in the WTO. They've got that protection in NAFTA. That's their international responsibility. They have the ability to do that. But because of their ideology, that's why they continue to hang on to their failing philosophy on free trade and deregulation, and that's what's in the way. I mean, that's how they think. I just hope that tomorrow is a very important day, as President Obama is going to be in Canada, that I'm sure that there's going to be some discussion about that. And again, I think it sends a fairly strong signal, Brennan, that the first foreign visit for the President of the United States is to pick Canada because of the neighborhood, the close neighbor, and also the amount of trade we do. This is an opportunity for them to have a discussion in regards to the integration, because it's so crucial that we get the North American economies up and running. I mean, every single day, I mean, you hear the news about the auto industry. Today we hear the news about the tire industry is laid off 5,000 people. It needs serious attention, and these are areas that we need to kickstart the economy and get the confidence back to the people. And again, you know, the other matter is as far as the banks making loans available to people to get out and be able to buy again. So there's a serious crisis. This is the worst crisis that I'm sure that any of us has seen, and it's going to need very strong, bold action on both sides of the border to get us out of it.
Well, you mentioned auto and the CAW. So the steel workers are working together with the auto workers to advocate for Buy Canadian. Do you see that as a significant new step?
Oh, sure. I think that Ken Lawrence and myself last week in Ottawa did a joint statement. We also did a press conference at the Parliament. I mean, here's two of the largest industrial unions, much tied into manufacturing. There is some integration in the auto industry, the same as we have within the steel industry. We produce the steel to make the autos. It makes nothing but sense. A lot of the manufacturing that's done by, be it auto parts, on both sides, I mean, I think it's an opportunity for us. And this is about working together for our membership. This is about working together for the industries that we represent. And I was pleased to be able to be part and parcel of that. And we're going to continue that work. We're going to continue that work moving forward into the various municipalities and city halls and try to convince when they're getting money for infrastructure that they should be buying Canadian. And again, this is not about building walls around the country.
Absolutely. Well, you have steel workers working together with auto workers, labor and manufacturing taking initiative at the same time that Obama is coming to visit Canada and make policy. So it's definitely a time of opportunity, as you said, in the middle of a crisis. Hopefully our government can wake up as well.
I hope so too.
I'd like to thank you very much, and I'd like to wish you the best of luck in the advocacy that's coming up in the next few weeks. It's a very important time, a very big time. I hope to see exciting news from the steel workers and the auto workers.
I appreciate that, Ben.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today.
Bye.